Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
I'm going to do it again.
Three, two,
one. Welcome to Nintendo Dads episode 110. On tonight's episode, we discuss last year's 2016 predictions. We were so hopeful and naive. What were we thinking? We then lay out our 2017 predictions. By the way, we think the Switch might be coming up. But I mean, you know, that's a thing. Zach, cue the music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Dads Podcast. My name is Zach Erickson, and tonight is January 4th, 2017. Joining me tonight for some coffee-infused dance moves, Justin Masson. What's going on, Justin?
What's going on, buddy? I am, I'm having some technical issues with my system, as I always do. So I'm kind of like on the move, I'm mobile, I'm standing up. I just like hit my phone down, which is crazy, hurt my earbuds. It was crazy!
Wow.
It was crazy!
Right on. Speaking of crazy, joining us as well, Jesse Waldeck from VGTribune.com. What's going on, Jesse?
Yeah, we were talking about stand-up tables from the pre-show, and so he demonstrated that his works, and that's why he's standing up and dancing around.
I've seen his standing desk, man. I'm jealous of anyone who has a standing desk. They're magic.
I am magic.
Yeah. Speaking of magic, joining us as well, Marty Estes from the land of the South. What's going on, Marty?
I am not jealous of standing desks. I'm content to sit down.
Oh!
Did we lose
Justin
some?
Justin just hung himself up.
All right. Cool.
He is so offended by my lack of love for standing desks.
Like, screw this business. I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, we're going to head into, we've had a week off, had some special stuff that happened during the time off, but, it is time. It is another year. It's Nintendo Switch Eve week. I don't know. That's a thing. So we're going to head into some news and, we'll get into that. So let's head into it. All right, and the news is brought to us by. I see his face.
Brought to us by our sponsorship with our partnership with 1UpBox.com. If you enjoy really cool green boxes being shipped to you every single month, guys, head over to 1UpBox.com. Use the offer code NintendoDads to get $3 off your first box. Funny story. My 1UpBox is currently frozen in the Canadian postal system, literally in a box because the key is frozen.
What?
But go to 1UpBox.com.
Wait. What? Is it like you can't get into your post box because, like, into your mailbox because it's frozen shut?
So you know how, like, when you get a parcel, they give you another key to another box in Canada?
Yeah.
Like that box?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they gave me that key, and I put it in, and it doesn't work.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure it's frozen.
You know what you do?
Let it go. Let it go.
You know what you need to do?
That is single-handedly the most Canadian thing I've heard all day.
You know, what's even more Canadian is that I'm like, well, there's actual solutions to that. You got to get like heat up some alcohol or something, some rubbing alcohol, and like heat it up, and then spray it on there, and then you're good.
I don't know for sure if the box is frozen or they've given me the wrong key. That is the conundrum. So I called them today, actually, and I was like, hi, how are you, eh? My Canadian postal box is frozen. I tried to put some maple syrup in it, but it just didn't cheer it up, eh? So, and they're like, oh, sorry about that, eh? We'll get it out to you to like 24 to 48 hours, eh? And I was like, okay. Don't be a hoser. Jog on.
I like how it's like, you just call him, it's like, hi, right, welcome to the Canadian Postal Service. You want to get your package? All right. Good day.
Good day to you, sir, eh? Good day.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well,
like this, I don't miss living in Minnesota.
Yeah. All right. Well, having said that, we are going to get straight into our debrief. There's no beef involved.
Debrief
of 2016 of our predictions and such. And yeah, we're going to talk about those. We're going to get a score. I just want to remind everybody of the score. Last year, I know that like the continuity between here. Last year, Justin scored a -1.
-1.
He did. He did successfully say that there would be DLC for Smash in 2015. Mm-hmm. There was I got a -2, but I also for some reason gave out a ton of really dumb predictions. I did successfully predict that Animal Crossing would be on Wii U. That there would be DLC on Smash and that there would be a free eShop amiibo game.
So, yeah, but you were also probably dumb enough to predict the vitality sensor.
Yeah. I did say that there would be a vitality sensor. So also,
maybe we can give him a half a point back because one of your predictions then was Pokemon game will not be Pokemon Zed. It will be something totally new. It'll have be for new 3DS with amiibo features. Announced end of January or in February to be Gen 7. And other than amiibo features and new 3DS only, you are only a year off. That all still came true.
Yeah. Yeah. So now what we're going to do here is we're going to go through our 2016 predictions and we're going to see how this all went. So Justin, why don't you run through these and we get to, I think that because there's three of us other than like, there's going to be three people voting, we get to decide if it's like a +1, a +0, or a -1. So let's go for each one of these.
All right, here we go. For my first prediction for 2016 was that Zelda Wii U will be launched in 2016 and will align with the year of Zelda.
So I'm pretty sure that's a pretty big fail. That is just straight up
not. But they did have some year of the Zelda stuff with the amiibo near the end. Judge, I'm gonna throw to the judges.
No, I don't think that. No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna highlight
judges,
this.
Is that a red?
I don't know. That's me. I was accused this past couple of weeks of that only my opinion matters. So I want to make sure that everybody else's opinion matters too. To you know who you are, you one person. You Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Simmer Eve down, to son. You. Anyway.
All right, my next prediction was the NX will be released in 2016. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be about $300 and it's a hybrid system.
It wasn't released in 2016. I don't know about those. No. No.
And we don't yet know if it's awesome yet.
No.
Yeah. Or the price tag. Okay. There'll be a Star Fox amiibo repack with Starwing. No. No, no, no,
no, no, that's
no, sorry,
no,
no, no. Yeah. My next prediction was that Project Guard will be released shop first half of the year. Winner.
Okay, are we? Am I losing just him or am I losing everyone?
I think it's just him.
Okay, you may need to kill your video and then reread that one. We're sorry, listeners. Skype is Skype. Are you there, Justin?
Project Guard, yeah, do you hear me?
Yep.
Project Guard will be released on the eShop in the first half of the year.
I think that counts. It was a pack-in.
Okay.
It was a pack-in, but it
was still on eShop.
I also called it my runner-up eShop game of the year, so.
True.
My final prediction was that there'll be more visibility present to the general population. So Disneyfication of the Nintendo IP.
I would say maybe,
if not a yes, because it hasn't happened yet, but there's definitely planning involved.
Well, yeah.
The theme parks.
Yeah. And I think that there's like the Disneyfication, like if Super Nintendo World is not that, I don't know what is. Right. Like I think that's a confirmed. I think that's yes. So you got a minus one overall. So 3 minus ones and 2 plus ones.
I think I should half a point for the Zelda Wii U Year of Zelda.
Yeah. Just because you wrote the words Year of Zelda doesn't mean that it was released in 2016. Okay, so here's
still hurts.
Well, minus one. We'll see how everybody else does. So, okay, so now I'll read mine. You guys get to decide how they went. Zelda Wii U will not be released in 2016.
True.
Yeah, that's fair.
I went back and listened to this too, by the way, and you guys were so, like, Justin specifically was very upset when I said that. Which I think is funny. Okay, next one. NX is a software platform, and I said a la iOS or Android. One piece of hardware will launch in 2016, one in 2017. One will be a handheld for around $200, and one will be a console for $350.
Wrong, son.
I think the fact that it didn't launch in 2016, the rest of it is kind of uncertain still. I would say, like, at least the pricing, right? But none of it released in 2016.
So negative half.
Negative half. Or we could do like the neutral. Like, do we want to do like last year we did have neutral ones where it was like it's like not a plus or a minus. It's up to you guys whether you want to give it a minus or just a neutral.
I'm gonna give it a minus.
You're gonna give it a minus. All right.
Yeah. No year of Zelda.
All right. A real amiibo game announced, mobile-esque style that will support every amiibo and will be supported into the future. Wow. I'll just go ahead and make that red. I'll make that red.
No points for you. No good.
Metroid Prime Federation Force will return, be awesome, will increase Samus' presence, and internet will still whine, and will release in 2016.
Yes.
It's the be awesome part that I think is the only part where I'm like, you know what though? I actually did go back and play some of it over the holidays. I played a few more levels of it. It's not bad. It's just not great.
I'm going to give you a yellow. I'm going to give you a neutral on that.
All right. Give him a neutral on that one. All right. And then finally, mobile Miitomo will be a miss. Pokemon Go will be a disappointment. The second DNA game will be a huge success.
I'm going to have to give you a red on that one.
Yeah.
Miitomo was a miss. You are correct. Pokemon Go was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I don't think Run was a huge success.
Was Run DNA?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. That was the first Nintendo game. Here's the thing that, and just, you know, we're not going to be covering a whole lot of news today, but I did see something that there was something like 90 million downloads or something like that.
I saw this
and only 3 million actually converted into actual purchases. So like something less than 5% actually.
3%.
Yeah. It was something crazy that you know,
so sad.
It sucked. But I honestly feel like
we got two in our household.
Yeah.
Yep, two for me too.
Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that.
My son bought it.
It'll be interesting to see how that changes Nintendo strategy moving forward. All right, Jesse, you're up. So that leaves me with a minus two.
This is like we're like a rerun of last year.
Yeah,
the scoring is the same.
The champ is here, y'all.
All right,
Zelda Wii U will be in 2016, and there is an NX version. So one yes, one no. So zero.
And there is an NX version. I do remember that being actually a fairly significant part of your original prediction was that they would do the Twilight Princess treatment. And that was something neutral. I think it's neutral.
Back then people didn't want it to happen, but there was people like me who said, yeah, I think it's going to happen. And yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
This looks like a big old goose egg, but, NX release in 2016, 500 gig or terabyte hard drive, easily upgradable, home model $400, handheld $200, units sold separately.
Yeah, no, that's that's a big old goose egg all around, almost.
Yeah, Justin, the hybrid system is the right answer.
Yeah. Right on. So that's a zero, or that's a minus one, I should say.
This one, we may have to do some counting, but I'm pretty sure it's a minus one. 3DS will have less than 10 games announced outside of what we already know about for a 2016 release. And that's hard to tell because we may not remember what we knew a year ago or not. But I'm pretty sure they did cram in more games than we thought.
Yeah, I feel like
more than 10.
The spirit of your prediction being the 3DS is on its way out.
Yeah, I was thinking 3DS was dying.
But. Yeah, and I think the exact opposite happened. Yeah.
Sure did. I think they actually doubled the amount of RPGs since that prediction than we already knew about.
Yeah. All right, next one.
E3, they'll return to the stage to unveil NX, return to Treehouse Live.
Okay.
That's another one. I'm half right.
I feel like that's got to be an orange. That's got to be a zero, like a plus and a minus, so it cancels each other out. By the way, if you're wondering at home, the listeners, if you're wondering about what we're saying, the orange instead of red, we're highlighting these in our Google Docs so that we can kind of see.
Probably just show it on YouTube, and I forgot to do that.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. Your final one?
NX will launch with a mainline 3D Mario game, not a 3D land / world game.
It didn't launch, so...
It didn't launch, so it still may be true.
But it didn't launch. Yeah, it didn't launch, though.
But it didn't launch. So, yeah, minus three.
So Jesse's got a minus three. So, wow, we actually... So there you go. So, Justin, you win with a score of minus one. You were wrong the least often.
Mm-hmm. Technically, he was wrong just as often as we were.
Yeah.
But all three of us have three reds.
Yeah. There you go. So that gives us... That is our recap of 2016. And with that in mind, now we will... continue on and give our 2017 predictions. And now, Marty, we've set the bar pretty high here as we kind of start out here. So basically what we're going to do is we have four categories. We're going to start out with the safest, right?
Actually, before we do that, we do have our most anticipated games. We want to go over those real quick.
I think we went over them last week or last episode on our 26th our game awards. But we can go through them again if you want. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. So, yeah, Justin, what were your most anticipated games of last year?
Let me check here. My most anticipated games were Zelda Wii U for the Wii U. 3DS was Mario and Luigi's Paper Jam, and then an unannounced Metroid by Retro.
All right. Mine was...
One out of three there.
Yeah, mine was Star Fox Zero for Wii U, Fire Emblem Fates for 3DS, and the next installation of the Pokemon franchise for an unannounced game, which turned out to be our game of the year in Pokemon Sun and Moon. So there you go. And then Jesse...
And I had, for Wii U, we had the... What was... At the time, Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem, but now is Tokyo Mirage Session Sharp FE. 3DS was Dragon Quest VII, and I didn't have an unannounced, but I had a non-Tendo, which for the second year in a row was Persona 5, and that game still isn't out.
And by the way, it's not coming to Switch. I saw that this week, too.
Yeah, but it is coming out next month.
There you go.
So I'll finally get a chance to play it.
All right, so I think we should actually, after we do that, we should do... our most anticipated games. I know it's not in our notes, but I'll just put it here. So that's how you spell that. Okay, so next up, what we're going to be doing, I feel like we need another bumper here for our predictions for 2017, like this right here.
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you are going to get.
All right, there you go. It is time for speculation. So we're going to go around in a circle. We're going to start out with the category we have in the notes here, in the bag. And for each of us, I think in the doc here, we'll just kind of make a one for each person. Marty, you're new here for this. We have not had you here before to do our predictions. So I think it's only appropriate for you to start.
Hmm. Oh, wow. I didn't know that I was going to start, but I do have one that's already prepared for this.
All right.
I think it's in the bag that in 2017, we are going to get the SNES Classic Edition.
Wow. Mm. All right. Tell me a little more about that. What sort of, what makes you think that?
Well, a couple of things with the Nintendo Switch and the NES Classic Edition being the most Googled, video game terms in the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Nintendo would be that stupid.
Okay.
Are they going to ship more than 130,000 units?
Yeah. I would hope so. My prediction is that they do it without a pre-order. Make everybody mad again. Actually, I hope they don't do that. But they've recently trademarked an image of the controller.
Right.
So I think that lends a lot of credence to the fact that it could happen.
Hmm.
But mostly it's because I want to see it happen. You know.
Right.
I think that's kind of the next step. Where do you go from the NES Classic Edition? You know, it was a huge success. It was a huge media boost for them that they needed around that time of year when they didn't have a whole lot of they didn't have a big console game they could highlight. They needed something like this, and whether you want to believe they underestimated the demand or they did the typical Nintendo underselling, underproducing quota trick. I don't know where I fall on that. I kind of feel like that maybe it did catch them off guard because they're trying to be cautious with the Switch on the horizon. I think that it's very likely that we'll see something of that nature. It may not be the SNES Classic Edition, but I'm going to call that it is.
Cool. I like it. Right on. So SNES Classic Edition, and I have specifically written down without a pre-order. Is that your prediction that you want to lock in to be opened?
No, you can
in
take
the time
without a pre-order off.
Okay.
I was just joking about it. I actually feel like they'll learn their lesson.
Okay. So SNES Classic Edition will be released in 2017.
Yes.
Okay. Right on. So that is and that is your in the bag sort of kind of a gimme prediction for you.
Yes.
All right. Jesse, why don't you go next, good sir?
I'm not sure if this is in the bag, but I think it is still the most likely out of all of my predictions. I'm kind of going to go with the what I did, similar to what I did last year, and guesstimate the Switch's launch price.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's going to be released with two SKUs, one system only for $250, and one with a game pack in, and maybe minor extra doodads, similar to the Wii U. Had extra minor extra stuff first of the deluxe edition versus the basic edition for $300.
Okay, so system plus I have in here is system plus doodads at $300,
and one game. Yeah, I'm saying there's probably extra stuff in addition to the game.
And how much was the system only again? Does the system only plus one game?
System only is $250, and then plus a game, $300.
Okay, so system only, no game, is $250. System plus doodads and one game, $300.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And
I do remember back with VG Tribune Roundtable, I made a similar prediction for the Wii U launch, and I was dead on with my two SKUs of $300 and $350.
Cool. Right on. Anything else you want to add to that? So what we have written is Switch will launch with two SKUs, system only with no game, $250, and system plus doodads and one game, $300. Cool. I like those. I like that price point. If that's actually what it is, I like it.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Right on. All right, Justin, what is your in the bag prediction? It's kind of a given.
Zelda.
Zelda.
Anything more specific than that?
We'll be playing it in 2017.
Wow.
Both consoles.
Both consoles. Okay, so
before June and before the end of June.
Okay, so before Q2. Right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So before Q2, Zelda, and then I have in here In a Seductive Voice in brackets. Both consoles.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. All right. I like it. I like the gumption that you've got here. It's really sticking your neck out. okay. Next up here, I have for my completely 100% given in the bag, I have written E3 will be entirely unspectacular. There will be a 2-day Treehouse stream digital event, and they will show off Switch games.
Unspectacular, eh?
I think that's very, very safe, but very, very right.
Bleak.
I think, in other words, they're not going back on stage. They're going to give us exactly what they've given us for the past 2 or 3 years. They're gonna follow suit. They're not gonna impress anybody other than the hardcore Nintendo fans. They're gonna show off some games that they've shown off. We might get a couple of surprises, but for the most part, it will be entirely unspectacular and satisfactory.
Do you think that there will be a digital event as well preceding the Treehouse? Or will it be what it was this year? Here's some footage of Zelda.
I think they might play it.
So what do you mean by this? You're not going to be disappointed, but you're not going to be excited either.
It's going to be like, real big surprises.
Yeah, that's what I want.
No real big surprises. You know what though? Now that I'm saying that, because I feel like, and we've had kind of said this at the beginning of the show, but we're kind of making predictions for a year that we are going to know a lot more about this year
in a week,
right? By the time we record our next episode, we'll know a lot more about what this year is going to look like. My sense is that Nintendo next week is going to tell us about the launch of the Switch, and then in E3, they might start to tell us about what 2018 looks like, but I don't think we're going to be blown away by that.
I think you'll get a hint a clue, maybe footage of what their big console game is going to be in 2017 at E3.
Yeah.
That big November game. You know what I'm talking about? Like end of the year.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
It's not Zelda.
I think we're probably going to see that.
Next week we'll just get the launch window games up until
the end of June. They might hint a couple of things. They might show a couple of teaser trailers or something like that to really get people excited. Like, here's the launch games, everybody, but also be excited, right? And then we'll see. We'll have those fleshed out, but there won't be a ton of big surprises for Switch by then.
There'll be like a really like dark screen, almost black. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of eerie music, and then Samus's visors on screen just glow for a second.
Yeah, and they'll have the
and then it says like 2017.
And they'll have like the creepy Metroid sound, mm-hmm. like their kee-kee or whatever it is.
After hearing that, you're gonna be so disappointed with my second prediction.
All right, perfect. All right. So those are our in the bag predictions. Marty, let's circle around back to you. This is maybe, probably yes. So this is like not quite as, this is like a medium sized prediction. I don't know. medium size. I don't know what that means.
It's a value size.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a medium. It's not a large, although especially in America, I have been there and your mediums are larges there. That's just how it works. It's weird.
Or how about like fun size candy? It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you have those in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Except the they're full size chocolate bars. Your fun size are full size chocolate bars. That's just how it works with the portion sizes in America.
No. A fun size candy bar is like an inch long.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's your Halloween handouts.
I poorly delivered my joke. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Marty, back to you. What is your next prediction?
I predict that in 2017, that near the end of the year, Nintendo will announce that 2018 is the end of the 3DS.
Near the end of the year. Okay.
They will announce that 2018 is happening.
Yeah. No, I think that we'll get one more good year out of the 3DS. 2017 will be a good year, but I followed this up when we narrowed it down to about four predictions. I had an extra one that one ran into two that said that no successor will be named due to the success of the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. So in other words, the Switch actually will be the single system for Nintendo moving forward, and that this will be a successful strategy. That they're kind of going into it a little bit like, well, we kind of got the 3DS still, just in case it goes bad, but really what they're hoping for is that this becomes a thing.
Floated along on the, I love my 3DS, and it's really my favorite system out of the three that I own right now, but I think there's only so much further it can go.
Yeah.
Even with the new 3DS, I don't think they can even do a new 3DS.
Yeah.
And I don't think there'll be a successor, because Switch will fill that gap. You'll be able to take it with you. So,
you know,
2018 will be, we'll lay him to rest.
Yeah.
New Nintendo 3DS Neo.
Oh, you know, it's surprising to me, actually, the 3DS. When did that? Did it come out in 2010 or 2011? I think it was 2011. It's like when I moved everything from my XL onto my Black Friday nice new regular size new 3DS. It surprised me some of the games that are still installed on here, like the fact that I still have the Ambassador ticket or whatever on here. Like, I've got all the Ambassador games. I got a newer, larger memory card, and so I literally have everything I've ever bought installed on my 3DS right now. It's crazy. And I just realized how long the 3DS has been out for. Like, it's surprising that it's still doing as well as it is.
I think it's six years next month.
Yeah.
March.
It's crazy.
And it had a banner year this Christmas, as I recall, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it's still really hard to find a 3DS. Like, if you go out and try and find a 3DS and purchase one, it's really hard to find one.
Yeah. I saw a thing on Facebook saying that GameStop has upped the price of their pre-owned 3DSs to pretty much the same price as a new unit.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like $170 for a non-new small 3DS.
I was in...
I mean, that's just... You can hate that all you want and poop on it all you want, but that's just good business. I mean, they know that they've got a product that you can't find anywhere.
Yeah,
I agree. And I replied to that thread saying, well, there's no shortage of 3DSs in my house. We have seven.
Yeah, I've got
between 3DSs, new 3DSs, and 2DSs. Yeah.
We've got three at our house. And what you said, though, about it having a banner year this year, that's why I'm saying, like, let the 3DS go out on top. Let it go out as, you know, this great handheld that everybody remembers. Give it a couple of... Because, I mean, think about it, guys. As far as we know, what's coming down the pike in 2017, isn't it pretty much just, besides Dragon Quest VIII, it's like remake games.
Yeah.
It's like
Yoshi's
Woolly World.
We've got Pikmin coming. Pikmin.
And we've got that tank game that they announced that we have heard absolutely nothing about.
That was just released in Japan last week.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, as a 3, okay. As a DE shop exclusive
and,
only.
And if you think about it, too, we've heard absolutely nothing about Pikmin since that. Yep. So,
Detective Pikachu.
I am willing to bet that Pikmin is the last, like, big 3DS game. They'll send it off with that, kind of like Paper Mario Color Splash is for the Wii U.
Yeah,
and a lot of Sarah McLachlan's "I Will Remember You" playing in the background.
Yep. I'm not pulling it up, but yes.
I was like, come on.
I was waiting for it.
We don't need another copyright hit.
Yeah, no, we're good. Cute. Okay, so that is, I was gonna do it, but then I just ain't nobody got time for that. Near the end of the year, the 3DS will be declared as dying in 2017. Is that your Are you happy with that prediction?
Yes.
Okay. Right on. Jesse, you're up.
Okay. I said we will not hear anything from Retro.
Oh, geez.
Boo.
I don't agree with it. I want it to be wrong, but sometimes you gotta go with what you don't want.
Yeah. Hey man, that's I predicted last year that Zelda wasn't coming out, and it was right. So it's possible for sure. Right on. Is that how that like anything else beyond that? Like we're just straight up not hearing anything about it. Like that's it.
Right, because it's either we do or we don't.
Yeah.
So if I add any other add-ons to that, it'll just make it more complicated and confusing at next year's scoring.
Yeah. Okay. So
no, it's just either yes or no. There's no debating it.
Nice. Right on. So next up, Justin.
So mine is a little bit of a bundled, packaged prediction with Marty's in relation to the SNES Classic.
In other words, exactly what I didn't want to do.
Right, but there's some differentials. I believe they will come up with a SNES Classic, but I will also believe you will see a further expansion of the Classics line that includes some level of a portable handheld. So whether it's a Game Boy or GBA Advanced or something, or GBA, there's going to be some like portable handheld classic line as well.
Like a Game Boy Classic?
Game
Boy Brick with 40 games built in?
Yeah, like that, or like they also bundle, or they create maybe one for that, and they create a SKU for like the GBA. I don't know.
Okay,
or maybe
so,
just like an Ultra.
Okay, so are you saying that is also in addition to the SNES Classic?
Yeah, in addition to SNES Classic. So I think you're going to see two classic systems released next year. The SNES Classic and some kind of handheld classic.
Okay.
Now, are they going to use link cables or do some wireless
add-ons? Wirelessly. Wireless.
All right. So I have here two classic systems, SNES Classic and handheld classics.
Yeah.
That's okay, cool. All right. I like it. I wonder if that's going to if they would flood the market with that, but I like it. So very cool. All right. So I'm going to say for mine, this one's really pretty simple, but stock for the Switch is going to be a problem until at least Q2. Although through Q3, it's going to be okay. And then the holiday, it's going to be crappy again.
So stock.
Actually, no, sorry. So stock Switch will have. No, I'm gonna retract that. That Q4. I'm gonna say Switch will have inventory problems until Q3. So in other words, people, if you're there on day one, you pick it up, you get it. That's probably gonna be fine. That initial sort of launch, the hardcore will get them. As long as they're early enough in the day. They will be sold out as of that day, and then it's going to be a pain to get them until Q2, or until into Q3. So the first until basically the summertime, they're gonna struggle with keeping up with demand until the summer. At which point they'll figure it out. Because the inventory has improved, or because people have lost interest and have gotten frustrated.
So since we're presuming a late March release, you're saying it'll take one full quarter between 1 and 2 quarters to smooth things out.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So before September.
Yeah, I think by the end of Q3, September, they will have figured it out, but. How that translates into the holiday, I'm not going to speculate, but it could be really ugly. But they also have a real big interest in making it, in figuring it out. So I don't know. Also, I think maybe I'll throw in my NES Classic thing here. I'm going to say, just as far as stock goes and inventory, I'll just say the NES Classic will disappear. I think that it's a big thing. I don't think it's as there's not as much demand for it as I think it appears and that it's just going to kind of disappear. I think it would have been a really great thing if they would have been able to meet demand over Christmas. But now that that's gone, I think that horse is sailed. That's not, you know, mixing metaphors.
Wow. I want to see the horse with the sail.
The horse is sailed, and
I'm going to also have an anchor.
Yes, exactly. And I think that the Nintendo is going to transition. I think that the classics branding is going to transition into the Switch. And I think that they're going to use the classics branding. We've seen the SNES branding in there, but I think that it's basically just going to be part of what their eShop is. It's not going to be Virtual Console anymore. It's going to be classics. And we're going to have different cool icons based on the controllers in the eShop based on the different controllers. While both of you have said the SNES Classic, I don't think that the SNES Classic is going to happen. So that is I think they're more interested in selling Switches at this point. So
I'm not saying this as an official prediction, but if they do a Super Nintendo Classic, I want them to find a way to put in a conveniently placed home button.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hide it in the back if you don't want it to be visible, but you know, put it there.
Yeah. So I guess in summary for my second prediction, Switch will have inventory problems until Q3. NES Classic will disappear from shelves by the end of the year. I think it's just not something that I don't think it was ever designed to be something that was a long-term product. I think that they thought it was cool. They wanted to have something on the shelves this year, but I don't think they ever intended on having it be a long-term thing. So,
holiday filler.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's felt like to me from the beginning. So, next one, maybe, but not probably not. So, Marty, you're up again.
All right. I predict that Super Mario Galaxy 3 is announced for the Switch in 2017, which contains Mario going to themed worlds like the Spanish theme we saw in the Switch reveal and feudal Japan for Samurai Mario, like Miyamoto's shirt.
Cool. So I love that idea. I would love to, because that's the thing, right? With Mario games is, are you specifically tied to Super Mario Galaxy 3 on this?
I'm going to call it Mario Galaxy 3. And the reason for that is that I feel like if the hype for Mario Galaxy 3 is so real among a lot of people that they want this so badly. And I mean, how else would you be able to tie this together and do it in a semi-sensical way of he's going to different planets,
yeah,
you know, that are all themed from different cultures?
That would be really cool.
That's if you think about it, that's really one angle of that whole of the Mario universe that they've not really experienced. I mean, yeah, you can go to a bee planet and be a bee, or you can go to ice world, and you know you're going to get ice world, fire world, plant world, sky world, but you've never seen feudal Japan Mario world.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm just trying to think of what other sort of ridiculous cultural sort of references could they do with this? Like, do they have like an Italian world too, where it's like, because it's Mario, like you've got to have Italy in there, right? So you've got to have a bunch of
Norwegian
like
region world,
a bunch of like meatballs and stuff. And
Viking Mario.
Yeah. It's like a huge Viking ship.
And not from Minnesota.
There's a lot of ways they could go with it. I mean, they could totally do like a whole, you know, beach world and bring the Piantas back from Mario Sunshine. And I don't know. I'm trying to link that whole footage we saw in the Nintendo Switch teaser to what Trennan said when he said, "I know what's up with Miyamoto's shirt."
Right. I thought that was an interesting comment.
But here's why I said it's not likely. And here's why I think it's not likely. Because your question, Zach, of are you tied to Mario Galaxy 3?
Well, and like,
I don't know that it'll be Mario Galaxy. And I don't know that it'll be the whole themed culture worlds thing.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I actually booted up over the break. I booted up my virtual console version of Mario 64, and just the concept of jumping into paintings as well, right? Like that would be a cool idea to revisit as well. Just the idea of like jumping into paintings or jumping into some sort of an idea of you're going to different worlds again, right?
Yeah.
Like we visited that with Galaxy. We visited that with Super Mario 64. I really do like the idea of having that again where it's, you've got some sort of a central, I also do really want them to do a sort of a central hub world like the original Galaxy and N64, not like Mario Galaxy 2 where it was, or like 3D world where you've got this sort of overworld map, but more of a 3D environment that you can explore. Granted, Galaxy, it wasn't as much, but you know, you kind of could run around that little Mario head or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, at the risk of not starting something, I thought the Mario head in Mario Galaxy 2 was totally dumb.
Yeah, it was.
I really thought that was dumb.
Yeah.
And the whole ditching Rosalina for the fat star.
That like, was dumb.
What are you, what are you doing?
No, you're right. I think that the concept was better in Super Mario Galaxy.
Well, yeah, that like you're powering up her ship. You're getting to explore more. And I mean, what if they did it with the, you know, like they started this in Galaxy where, you know, they told, I guess, Rosalina's backstory as she read the story to the Lumas, you know?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
What if it's, that's the whole thing is like Mario's jumping into books.
Oh, dude.
Places.
Oh, what if they did? Oh my gosh. Now you're getting into like visiting different things based on like literature. Right. Yep. So you've got like, here's the Sherlock Holmes world. And here's the samurai world. Here's the sort of
that sounds like the Mario and Luigi Paper Jam.
It kind of does.
as long as they have a world based on
a good game.
Oh, as long as they have a world based on Lovecraft, I'm sold. That would be awesome. Not going to happen though.
Mario's Cthulhu suit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mario.
Or just like a Shoggoth or something, some nebulous
what
monster.
It steals sanity from his enemy.
Yeah. The Goomba just looks at it and then just screams into oblivion until it's addicted to morphine for its entire life. Right on.
Oh, that turned south quick.
That's Lovecraft for you. Right on. So next up, Jesse. You are your next prediction, good sir.
Okay. I said Final Fantasy 15 and or 7 remake will get ported to the Switch.
Final Fantasy 7 remake or say that again? Final Fantasy 7
or 15,
Okay. And or Final Fantasy 15 will be ported to the Switch. All right. Wasn't that already rumored? That was fairly rumored, wasn't it? I don't know. Maybe not.
7 remake was rumored.
Yeah, 7 remake was rumored. Okay.
Yeah, I took it as a pretty weak rumor.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, it was definitely
didn't have any legs like a lot of the other rumors out there.
Yeah.
I think it was just someone's hopeful thinking like mine.
Yeah. Nice. Right on. Anything else you want to add to that? Any special features or I don't know. I'm just trying to dig.
I know. Well, the 7 thing scares me anyways, because I've never got far into 7. I think I bought the game three or four times over and never got past like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, with this is supposedly an episodic content, it might make it more bite sized so I can handle it. You know, being on a portable-ish device might make it better to play for me.
Right.
I don't know. So there's a lot of factors. So that and same with 15. I haven't gotten around to buying it yet, and probably it won't And so if it does come out on Switch, I'll definitely pick it up there.
Yeah.
To get more for the, I can play it portably.
Yeah. Nice.
And I can play it while my son's playing other stuff. It's kind of like the more important thing.
Yeah.
Because the way my setup is set up, that sounded weird. You know, everything goes through the same, goes through the same TV. So if he's playing something, I can't.
Right. Yeah.
You know, kind of like a side turnaround, workaround on that is I can play a PS4 using my Vita's remote play, and that works if he's playing the Wii U, but it doesn't work the other way around. Mm-hmm. Or I can play Wii U on if it's gamepad only, and he's on things like that. Both ways involves a second screen. Yeah. But if these are on the Switch, I can play it portably without having to worry about what he's doing.
Yeah. Nice. Right on. Justin, your next prediction, good sir.
My next prediction was actually the return of Final Fantasy to the Switch. So thank you, Jesse, for stealing my vote. So I'm going to come up with one on the fly. And that is, we will see a Luigi's Mansion 3 in 2017. And I don't know whether it'll be for the Switch or it'll be for the 3DS. But I'm going to guess the Switch.
All right.
I would love that.
Yeah, so I think it's a franchise that I think they need to go back to. I just don't think they know where it needs to be. I wouldn't be shocked if it's been in development for a while and just didn't know where it was going to land. Because I really think that like the gamepad probably was a great example of like what you could do with a map, with a flashlight, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
we have seen with Pokemon that they can make high textured, high poly models and then tune it down for a 3DS. Yeah. That's relatively easier to do versus trying to ramp it back up.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a silent series that's a killer.
Here's a question that this has kind of raised for me. We saw those patents that came out a few weeks ago. And there are now rumors that one of the, I think it's the right Joy-Con, has like a infrared sensor similar to a Wii remote. Can you guys ever see a day where they implement, like they try and use like a similar sort of control scheme to what was in something like Super Mario Galaxy? Like I'm specifically thinking about in Luigi's Mansion 3. If you use the Joy-Cons like a Wii remote and nunchuck, where you can aim with the right Wii remote at the screen, can you ever see that happening? Like, would like where they try to do something like that, or do you think?
So you're saying where it'd be like solo, so you'd have like one, where it's not in any cradle, it's just kind of like in your hand.
Yeah, it's not in the sad puppy dog grip. It's that it's both. Like in the trailer, they show that he does use his controllers like that. Can you ever see them forcing us to use that control scheme instead of the puppy dog controller thing?
I don't think so. But
no,
I think what that is more of a substitute for is presuming that it'll be a touchscreen display. If it's something I can do with touchscreen, if I'm holding it, you can't touch it when it's docked, but you can still IR point it
right,
and kind of simulate the similar actions. So I think it'll be more slower paced, methodical type of stuff, not twitch based aiming.
Right. Okay. Cool. I was just wondering about that. So that I like it. Cool. So that is so just in summary, Justin, your prediction is Luigi's Mansion 3 in 2017. Not sure if for 3DS or Switch, but probably the Switch.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. My next one is concerning their mobile strategy. I'm going to put basically, so we're just doing four guesses, right? What do we have here? I put a bonus round thing here, but are we doing bonus round? I don't know. Maybe not.
I'm okay with a bonus round.
You're okay with a bonus round? So I'll do these separately then. Okay. So I'm going to say Animal Crossing Switch and Animal Crossing Mobile are both going to release within the launch window. I don't know what that, like, I think launch window being the first 6 months. So, and I think that they're going to communicate with each other. I think that they're going to they're going to be, because we already know that Nintendo is wanting to have their mobile games move people over to their actual game, like their hardware. And so like Animal Crossing Mobile, I think they could even call it Animal Crossing Mobile Home, right? Right? Mobile. but we've kind of said before, you know, we've talked about the idea of having the Animal Crossing game be like a mobile home idea, similar to what they did in New Leaf. So we have like the sort of mobile home thing going with the game, the smartphone game, and then also Animal Crossing Switch coming out this year. I think that both of them are going to be within launch window, which launch window is 6 months, right? So I'm going to say we'll launch Animal Crossing Switch and mobile will both launch no later than Q3.
You know what I'd really love to see with the Animal Crossing mobile app?
What's that?
If like, you know, taking the theme again of the mobile home, I would really love to see it be like you can do a little bit of the Animal Crossing typical features and different things like that. But what if you could do it like you took it with you, you visited places, like you could like physically drive your character's mobile home around.
Yeah.
Like you could complete tasks that would give you bells for the Switch version.
Yeah. Well, and like the idea of having, because I mean, New Leaf has the campground, and they also, I mean, they've added the sort of mobile home air, the trailer park. I don't know if that's actually what they call it, you know what I mean? If they actually had that, and you could go and you could park your trailer in or your mobile home in that area. It'd be cool even if you could visit other people's towns with your trailer or your mobile home and have that kind of be, I don't know, like the idea of having both a house and a mobile home at the same time would be really a really cool concept. I think that they will definitely have some sort of a connection. I really want those games to be connected.
I think it's a no-brainer for that to happen.
Yeah, right on. So that is my Animal Crossing Switch and mobile will both launch no later than Q3. Mobile home is involved somehow. All right, so Marty, we've got your number four prediction. This is sort of our far out prediction.
All right, my far out prediction is that Capcom will release a new Mega Man game based on the cartoon in development since 2015.
Oh no. They're going to Sonic Boom it?
Unfortunately.
My son loves Sonic Boom. He watched the entirety of it over Christmas break.
Yeah, my son does too, and I ask him routinely, what is wrong with you? It's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's awful. It is. And I really, really hate that if you play the Lego Dimensions Sonic, they have all of those actors doing the voices.
Oh,
so it just feels like an episode of Sonic Boom, even though it really takes the best parts of like Sonic the Hedgehog.
They don't have Urkel Sonic.
No, they don't have Urkel Sonic, which was kind of disappointing. They take the best parts of like Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic Adventure and mash them up together.
Wow.
And it's actually a pretty decent Lego game, Lego, you know, level. But you've got the same actors, so it feels like you're watching Sonic Boom.
Just to give you an idea, if you haven't watched Sonic Boom at home, the episode that I watched with my son had Knuckles, which, by the way, his proportions are completely ridiculous in this. He's like I think 80% of his body is torso. But anyways, the episode that I watched was he somehow had a trash can on his head and became super popular on TV because of it. And that was the gist of the entire episode was, hey, here's Knuckles walking around with a trash can on his head. Like,
and for some reason they live on this island where they meet a feral cat girl named Styx.
Yep.
Who likes to throw boomerangs around and
it's weird. It's weird. So, it's okay. So how would you word your prediction then?
Far out.
Mega Man
Capcom
Boom.
Capcom releases a new Mega Man game based on the cartoon in development since 2015, which I will say the cartoon sounds terrible. So right. It's going to be a catch 22. We get a new Mega Man game, but it's based off this terrible cartoon where Mega Man is named Aki Light, and he is a little boy robot who goes to school and deals with having superpowers and trying to be a...
This is the
official description of the show. Deals with trying to be a normal robot boy.
Thank you, Pinocchio.
Yeah, is this like Astro Boy called and wants his plot back?
I'm a real Mega Man.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Astro Boy, but it also to me kind of sounds like Mega Man.exe. You know, how like all the kids were in school and they all had the little pet devices. And
see, that series I actually enjoyed. I did too, until
they crapped it up.
Yeah.
I liked the cartoon.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember, I think like the end of the second season, it was like really getting climactic. And I think the show ended before the show ended. So I never knew how it ended.
Okay. So basically,
I was disappointed.
Dr. Wily was behind it all.
What?
He was frozen in suspended animation, and he was controlling it all.
All right, what we've got here is Mega Man game will be based on the cartoon in development since 2015, and then have in brackets which will suck. Is the game going to suck or just the cartoon?
The cartoon's going to suck. The game might actually be good.
Okay.
If they can just hold on to the roots
and keep Inafune away from it.
Oh, God, yes, please.
Yeah, right on. All right, Jesse, you're up.
Excuse me. All right. I had a hard time picking things, so I ended up picking a game that probably will never come out and saying it'll come out. So I said Dragon Quest X will get a North American release.
It's Dragon Quest XI that's potentially...
Yeah, that one's a known commodity and probably will be here. It's 10 that likely won't, just because it's an MMO. It's probably got more text than 7 did.
So what is it originally? Dragon Quest 10 is for what, 3DS?
No, it originally launched in Japan on the Wii. Okay. And it actually required an external hard drive or a thumbstick to store the data. Then it had a Wii U launch in late 2011, early 2012, and it has been announced it will get ported to the Switch.
Oh, okay. So in Japan,
Japan.
Okay.
So all this is happening in Japan only. And so this game has been out for 6 years.
So are you saying that Dragon Quest X will be released on the Switch specifically?
I'm not saying that. That is the most likely.
Okay, and
I'm just saying it will get finally be a North American game.
Okay, so it will release in North America in 2016.
Yeah.
2017. Sorry.
2017. Yes.
Okay. All right. I like it. Dragon Quest X will get a North American release. Justin.
I think so. This is the most likely not to happen, right?
Sure. Yeah. It's one of our far out predictions. Right. Yes.
So Nintendo will not unify the account systems, and you have to purchase things again on the Switch that you've purchased either on the Wii, the Wii U, or the 3DS.
I thought this was supposed to be your far out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This ain't gonna happen.
So
this
you
is too crazy.
Okay. So are you?
So you were expecting them to unify it? So that's why you said
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah, my far out would be that they're going to unify it.
Okay.
They're not going to.
Okay, there we go. That makes sense. Yeah,
I wish that was the opposite.
Nintendo will unify accounts. And so are you saying that you will be able to re-download purchased games or like virtual console?
Yeah, like you'll be able to re-download it, but like if you have it on the Wii U and you want it on the Switch, you need to buy it again.
Okay, so
they're not going to play nice.
You will need to download and you'll need to purchase old Virtual Console games.
Yep. Because we'd all like it if we could go in and all of a sudden, you know, put in our account ID and get everything we want.
Will there be a discount? Will there be a discount similar to what is...
Yes, a discount.
For a discounted price. Similar to what they did from the Wii to the Wii U.
Correct.
So Nintendo will unify accounts. You will need to purchase old Virtual Console games again for a discounted price. Okay. I think that is the most likely as well. I think, you know, for example, what do we think? Okay, maybe I'll save that for mine, for my bonus round. So, anything else you want to add to that as far as accounts go? All right. So my far out prediction is Retro is developing a new IP that will be released within the launch window of the Switch. And it's going to blow our minds.
Except for we're not hearing anything from them.
Yes. See, this is definitely... So launch window, blow our minds. So, yeah, I think that Retro has been silent for far too long. They've been asking for... They've been hiring and doing all sorts of stuff for far too long. They will blow our minds. And it will be amazing. And it's going to be something totally new. That will make it clear to us that this is the kind of game that you want to have, that you want to play from Nintendo, from Retro. This is a Nintendo franchise. This is something you're only going to get from Nintendo on the Switch. And not only that, but isn't this absolutely amazing that you get to take this crazy new thing on the go as well? So, it's something that's going to appeal. I'm going to say it's going to be one of the flagship things for the Western audience, because I think there's lots of things that Nintendo of Japan can do to really, you know, I mean, you put Splatoon on this thing and Japan's going to buy it, right? Like it's going to be a huge thing. I don't know if North America and Europe have the same kind of, that there's going to be something that is really just going to drive them to the console. I think Mario might, but I don't think that that's good enough. I think it's going to have to be something. It's going to be like the cultural equivalent of Splatoon for the North American market. I think that that is what Retro's game is going to be. And it's going to be something that we get really excited about. So, if that's true, I suspect that we're going to hear about it next week. And if not, then who knows? But that is, yeah, that's my guess. So some sort of a new IP that will be released within launch window and will blow our minds. That is, I feel like it's a pretty far out specific prediction, but. So yeah, I don't know. Any thoughts on that before we move on to our bonus round? All right, we're back. Sorry, Marty, go ahead.
No, it's fine. My bonus round prediction is that Nintendo will release both an Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem app for mobile and surprise us as well with a Zelda app.
Nice. Yeah. Any particular...
I waffle between the idea of a companion app for Breath of the Wild. Because it is, I feel like they're going to really hang their hat on that in 2017 or some kind of, game like Mario Run, not Zelda Run, obviously, but, you know, a standalone Zelda game that they can make money on to capitalize on Breath of the Wild.
So do you see it being like, and again, we can kind of put this as just like speculation. I think the idea that a Zelda app will exist, I think, is a strong enough prediction. But then just kind of saying as speculation, what kind of a game would it be?
I could see it being like, you know, go back to its roots, a top down dungeon crawler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the iPhone has a lot of these apps like procedurally generated. I think they're called roguelikes.
Yeah.
You know, what if they did a Zelda roguelike?
That'd be rad.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I think it could be interesting. I don't know if I think it would be cool. I don't know if they would do it. I think that they'd be more likely to give us maybe like several dungeons, and like if we go the Mario Run route, right, where it's like here are five dungeons, pay $8 for them and have at it.
You want your Zelda roguelike? You got Binding of Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
Well then let's flip it another way. What if they did it like, because again, it's not just about puzzle solving, and it's also not just about combat in a Zelda game. What if they did it like the Lara Croft Go type game?
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Where it was like turn-based movement, and you had to figure out a way through each part of a room of a dungeon that eventually branches out into a larger thing.
I would love that.
That you're pulling together. And again, that's just kind of doing it off apps that exist. But
I haven't played that one. But is it the way that it was described about, you know, turn-based action? Is it kind of similar to how SteamWorld Heist plays?
Not really.
Think about it this way: like it's almost like seeing it on a chessboard or something like that. Like you can see where you can go, okay. And you move, like you flick in one direction and she moves in that direction. And if there's any enemies, they react. And then you can like stop and look around, you know, and okay, what do I need to do next?
That kind of sounds like SteamWorld Heist.
Yeah, but you're actually not controlling the character as much as you do in SteamWorld Heist.
Okay.
I guess it's like there's no aiming. There's no like I'm going to walk only this far and stop. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right on. I don't know. I think we're going to get all three of those apps next year.
Yeah. I like our chances for sure. Right on. Jesse, what have you got?
I currently don't have a fifth one, so I'll pass. And if I think of something in the next 10 minutes, I'll hop back in.
All right. Justin, what do you have for a bonus round?
Bonus round, Nintendo will not call or do anything with Donkey Kong Country for the next 4 years.
Wow. Long-term prediction.
Yep. I think they're gonna freeze out Donkey Kong for a bit.
That's ironic.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I think they've used it too much, and I think they need to freeze it for a bit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can see that for sure, and I know this is your prediction for sure. I wonder if we would... does that include just the platformers, or do you think the entire franchise disappears? Or can we see like
just the platform?
Just the platformer. So we could see a spin-off game.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. But I think they're gonna freeze it out.
Cool. All right. My final
Switch bongos.
Joy-Con bongos. Yeah. Right on. So my final one is that the Virtual Console or Classics games, whatever they end up being called, will be released in a pitiful trickle-out method, similar to what they've done with Virtual Console games since the Wii, where they don't release a huge library of games. They just slowly release them one at a time and build hype for each one. But I do think that there will be a few big games that hype people for it, and that they will use to market it to different populations. I think one of them will be Pokemon Gold and Silver, as well as Mother 3. I think both of those will be released sometime in 2017 on the Switch Classics or Virtual Console or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And I think that's my prediction. So there we go. So now we have, so that's all of our, do you have anything if we kind of come back to you, Jesse, for bonus round?
Nah, nothing came to me.
All right. So. Sounds good. And Justin, yours was... We didn't write yours down. Why didn't I write yours down? What was yours?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. That's right. Donkey Kong is on hiatus. All right. So now, so there we go. So those are our predictions. Send us your predictions. Let us know what you think of our predictions. I think that what's going to be interesting is next year or next week when we come back. We're doing something a little different next week, right? We're doing it on Thursday.
We are. So Thursday, we've got a really interesting show. So Thursday, we are going to go live at 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time PM, and we're going to do a pre-show discussion about all the rumors swindling up to the Switch reveal. And then right at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, when this thing kicks off, we're going to go live and watch our own reactions. We're going to be in the chat. We're going to watch it live. We're going to talk about it. And then right after the presentation, guys, we're then going to break into a debrief and discussion about everything that came out of the Switch presentation. It's going to be about 3 hours of podcasting, which is just what we do. So yeah, it's going to be an amazing experience.
Yeah. So that's and that's going to be going on the 12th, and craziness is going to ensue. I think it's going to be I'm excited. Do we have any other thoughts before we kind of, you know, before we wrap up our, let's think about this for a minute. We're just over a week away from this, right? By the time people are listening to this on the download, we're a week away. We're a week away from finding out more about the Switch, including, you know, there's rumors that pre-orders are going to be on the 13th. There's, you know, there's going to be all sorts of stuff going on. There's all sorts of rumors.
There's a rumor right now that Beyond Good and Evil 2 will be an exclusive for the Switch, and that we might be seeing a trailer of it soon.
Yeah, I hear the rumor I heard is it could be a timed exclusive.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So like a year after Switch gets it, then PS4 and XBL can get it.
Yeah. Rumor that the next Assassin's Creed will be coming to the Switch.
Yeah. So, all sorts of crazy rumors. Any other final sort of thoughts about this? Are we excited? Are we not excited? On a scale of 1 being completely pessimistic and a 10 being absolutely couldn't have expectations higher or more hyped, where are you feeling? How are you thinking this is going to land with us? Are we optimistic or are we pessimistic? What are we thinking?
I'm going to go with a 3 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
I'm pretty hyped. I mean, wants to say absolutely 1. I'm on the hype train. I'm driving and I'm shoveling coal into the fires and stoking the engines. But
I think your understandings of each other's scales are off.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think I may have misspoken too. But what you're saying is with a 10 being the most hyped, then you're like a 7 or an 8 is what you're saying.
I'm like a 7 or I'm waffling between a 7 and 8.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I want it to be the full-on, full-blast Nintendo hype train, but I'm also trying to keep it realistic because I realize they can still really screw this up.
Right.
I mean, I love the Switch. I love the design of it. I love everything about it. I will be pre-ordering one next Friday.
Yeah.
If that's when pre-orders are, I will be waiting in line at GameStop when it opens.
Yeah.
Because that's what I had to do with the Wii. That's what I did with the Wii U. I'll do it with this. But man, there are some things that I really need to see happen next Thursday night that are going to be very, very telling about whether or not this is going to be a bump in the road or Nintendo's next big, like the big thing that brings them back.
Yeah. Because, yeah, well, that's kind of where I'm sitting too, where if you ask me my hype for the concept of the system, I think that I'm right with you. I'm probably at like a 9 on the concept of the hardware, right? Like totally excited, mm-hmm. totally bought in, like sign me up day one. This is something that I've wanted for a long time. It fits my life perfectly. I couldn't be more excited about that. But there are 100 different ways that they can botch this. Where it's, mm-hmm. you know, like, don't just give us a bunch of, you know, like, you've got to have a variety of different kinds of games at launch, and they've got to be really exciting, fun games. You know,
we see,
They need to surprise us with the software.
Sorry,
lineup.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
no,
I
go for
want
it.
To say this.
Yeah, go
and
for
I
it.
Didn't say it when I was, and it just came to me. If I don't blurt it out, then I'm going
to
forget it.
That happens to me all the time.
The thing about the games is, I think for me, I could take or leave the game selection. Like if there's three or four good games, when it comes out, the number one issue to me that they have to handle is the way they do online.
Mm, yeah.
The way they do online, the way they do accounts, the way you friend people, the way you play people. If they do that, if they fix that and they come out and say, and guess what? It's all free.
Yeah.
Then they have just done something huge.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many ways that they could potentially do wonderful things with the online, with the games, with all of that. But there's also a lot of ways. Those are the exact areas that have been some of their biggest pitfalls, right? Mm-hmm. And what makes me really nervous is the fact that Super Mario Run had friend codes in it, right? And I don't know why, but that sends off a million. That's a red flag from hell. You know, like, I don't know why they're, what are friend codes doing in Super Mario Run? I don't know. I don't understand, why those are in there. But those, something makes me think that, like, is that a canary in the coal mine? You know what I mean? Like, is that something that's just that makes me nervous that those are even in there to begin with? I don't know if somebody just, something didn't work, but they have no business being in that game, and they have no business being on the Switch. And so I hope that that doesn't happen, but there's a lot of things that could be there, but I'm very much excited to see what they have to say. I would say, yeah, I would say I'm probably around the same as you, Marty. I would say probably a 7 because of my caution going in. So, Justin, what about you, man?
Yeah, I kind of like you, Zach. I'm definitely hyped for it conceptually. The technology, the idea, what I'm seeing from like Zelda Wii U, so many awesome things going on there. But you're absolutely right. Nintendo can very easily shoot themselves in the foot with one or two silly moves that they shouldn't be doing, right? Whether it's the online friend code, whether it's voice chat, whether it's a unified account system and just missing that mark and making us buy Super Mario 2 for the 50th time. There's a lot of, you know, if the game release schedule isn't there, third parties are failing, it's not an easy system dev for or design for, you have a shortage. There's so many variables that could go wrong. Nintendo's already got me on board, but what Nintendo needs to do next week more than anything else is answer a lot of unknown questions. And I'm concerned that either A, they're not going to fully answer those questions, or they're going to piecemeal the answers out later.
Yeah.
Right. I need to know what that lineup is. I need to know battery life. I need to know pricing. I need to know availability. We all kind of like sit back and do this like quarterbacking, like almost like if we ran Nintendo, which almost sounds like a good podcast idea, but I'm sure it would actually not be good or fail altogether if someone did it. But but we imagine that we – how we would actually run it, and we want success for Nintendo. We want them to do well, but they are just known for just shooting themselves in the foot. Like, they're getting 90% there, and it's 10% that's just killer. They're going to come back swinging. I truly think this is probably the last opportunity that Nintendo has to win back its base. If they do not win in the Switch and cannot re-win their popularity, they are done. There will not be... You know, I think this is like the final round for Nintendo. I don't know whether they're going to eventually move out of hardware development and only go software development for other platforms. I don't know, but they have to solve this. And I'm hoping, as a huge fan, as we all are here, we're all hoping they're going to do great. But we know that sometimes they are their absolute worst enemy.
Yeah,
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that if we ran Nintendo idea would be a horrible.
Yeah. I'm in the same area. I'm probably in like the 7 or 8 range in the hype. The things that are keeping it down are as Justin said, unknowns. The two biggest unknowns to me that I hope they answer next week are, you know, in addition to battery life, is what he mentioned, how external storage is to be handled to allow for digital purchases.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the answer is, oh, we'll let you install a micro SD card of up to blank a gigabytes. I'm hoping either 64 or 128. And I actually checked the price of those, and they're getting down there.
Yeah, I got a 64 gig SD micro SD card for my new 3DS, and it wasn't bad. They're like $30 or something. They're not bad.
Yeah, I think we can get a 128 for like $40 now. Which, if it'll support 128, that's probably what I'll pick up.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Right on. So we're all kind of sitting at about a 7. Is that fair to say? Like we're cautiously optimistic.
Right. Yeah.
They got a lot to do though. It's going to be interesting for sure.
We're all excited, but worried about one thing or another.
Yeah. So,
P.S. Bobby and Sean, we still love you.
We still love you. Yeah, but I mean, doomed to fail. Is that what you were saying, Justin? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I mean, it makes sense. Right on. So finally, last thing here. Do we want to do this most anticipated games? I think it's appropriate to end on that note. Before we do that. Sure. So let's say for most anticipated games of 2016, we want to have your 3DS game, or should we just do like, let's just do a winner and a runner up. Let's not like get crazy here.
Okay.
So we'll do a winner or the most anticipated and a runner up. Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
All right. Cool. So Marty, why don't you, are you okay going first with your, I don't know, you could either
sure.
one, you could go with both.
Sure, I'll be glad works. To do that. Definitely most anticipated game is Breath of the Wild.
All right.
And I'm going to say Switch version.
All right.
Just going to give it to you.
Cool. And your runner up, what are you thinking? I know a lot of these games are not announced yet, but even if it's unannounced or like speculation, just something else you're really excited about.
As stupid as this is going to sound, I am very cautiously optimistic about the Rabbids Mario RPG crossover.
Yeah.
Mainly because I may be one of five people in North America who actually think the Rabbids are kind of neat.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I don't know why. It's just they have always amused me from the very first game. And I don't know. Like my son watches that show, you know, that came on Nickelodeon, The Rabbid World or whatever.
I tried watching that show once.
It's the dumbest awful. Show, but no, it's so.
There's no dialogue. They're just screaming. No, they just scream.
And that's what makes it funny.
Is it kind of like the is that in like a similar sort of way as the what is it, the Angry Birds cartoons, like where there's no actual words?
That just it's just them getting injured and doing stupid stuff.
It's
like
it's all slapstick stuff.
So yes. What if we did
and then they just scream and run around and get plungers stuck on their face and. I don't know how they're going to merge this with Mario, but
that's terrifying. That is so terrifying. It's going to be another Mario and Luigi game. Mario and Luigi Rabbids. And so instead of Mario and Luigi and Paper Mario, it'll be Mario and Luigi and a Rabbid or something.
And even though I've hated the last two Mario and Luigi games, I'll buy it and play it.
I would love a Mario and Luigi game on Switch, man. I actually would love a Mario and Luigi game that is like console quality, right? Like that's the thing that's interesting as we go into this new transition where we're on the Switch is that all of your favorite handheld games suddenly are console games.
Now I'm going to change mine because you saying that. So strike the Rabbids thing.
Oh, come on.
No, strike it. I'm actually going to go with, and again, it can be an unannounced game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say Pokemon Stars.
Nice.
Because it's going to be on the Switch.
I like it. That would be awesome. Very cool. So we got Zelda and Pokemon Stars. Jesse, what about you?
I think all of us are going to end up saying Zelda on the Switch. for our winner. As for a runner-up, even though I heard the port isn't very good, I'm still looking forward to it. Dragon Quest VIII.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like comes out in 2 weeks.
Cool. And that's on 3DS, right?
That's on 3DS.
Cool. Justin, what about you?
I'm hoping that the bad port is maybe partly resolved because I'm playing in the new 3DS versus an old 3DS, but we'll find out.
For me, Zach, I'm definitely going to say Breath of the Wild. My runner-up game would be, I'm going to say one thing that we do know that's in the pipes, and that's the new Mario. And then my, like, not in the pipes, we have no clue, but maybe, hopefully, possibly, it's actually going to be a new Luigi's Mansion.
And so, wait, so which one's your runner or your winner?
My runner-up's going to be the Mario, but kind of like that one. Like, we know Mario's coming. I'm already like, that'd be awesome. But I'm just saying, like, one that we have no clue of anything about. I'm going to just take a wild stab at, like, Luigi's Mansion.
All right. Cool. I'm going to say for mine, I don't know which one I'm more excited about, Zelda or Mario for Switch. I don't know which one I'm more excited about. I'm going to say Zelda, probably Zelda. And I'm excited for Zelda on Switch because playing Zelda on Wii U, I probably would not play it on Wii U, but I probably will on Switch. So that's that.
Going to give it to you.
Yeah. And my runner up is I'm just going to put something completely new. Like similar to what happened with, you know, like we had Splatoon on the Wii U. We had something even like Wii Sports on the Wii. Something that the Switch brings. You know, there are rumors that there are new IPs coming from Nintendo with the Switch. I am looking forward to something completely new and different that is just going to make me really excited. Right, like I spent a ton of time in Splatoon and those sorts of games. I would love to have something like that. So you're
excited for Retro's game that isn't being announced?
Yeah, the Retro game that I predicted, that is the game that I'm excited for. I don't know if it exists, but I think whatever it is, I'm going to be really excited about it. Something that we don't know about yet. Probably something that we will know about by next week. So that's it, guys. I think that's a show. So as we kind of round out here, do we have anything else, Justin, as I'm kind of pulling up the music and such?
No, I think the big things we have to talk about is obviously this show is going up. We are also doing our Retro Rewind episode tonight. There it is. We're recording it tonight. Be on your feed and your podcast and your ears on Sunday. And then again, guys, next Thursday is the big Switch event. We're doing a pre-show. We're doing a live reaction. We're doing a post-show. It's about 3 hours of content. You can jump in at any point. Look for details on our Facebook page. Also, we're going to go live on the YouTube stream right at 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So check out Twitter for links to that as well. Everyone's invited. Come on in. Let's just hang out. Let's chat this up. We're excited, guys. Very cool and exciting things coming up for us. So, yeah, that's it for me, guys.
Right on. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And big thanks to our Patreon folks.
Amazing
Patreon folk.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Of course. Those guys they're crazy. Thank you, guys, for being a part of the show and for contributing. You make this possible. Viewers like you. Okay. With that, I think that is an excellent place to stop. So, guys, it's going to be a good year this year. I can feel it in my bones. It's going to be a new hope. There's a new hope that is here. After 2016, 2017 is going to be amazing. So
after 2016 died,
yeah,
to bring us hope.
Yeah. If 2016 is Rogue One, 2017 is a new hope. And I'm feeling hopeful already. So, here's to an awesome year and to, you know, continued growth for the show. It's going to be a good time. So, of course, if you want to follow us in this hopeful and wonderful new time, you can do that on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Nintendo Dads. If you want to email us, you can do so at NintendoDads at gmail.com. If you want to find our videos, you can do so on Twitch or YouTube. Just look for NintendoDads. You'll find us. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, you can do that. 929-25-NDADS, 929-256-3237. Huge thanks to OC Remix for our music throughout the show, as well as to both Carter Johnson and Adam Leonard from Mega Dads for our amazing artwork. And of course, if you want to change the world, go over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Written reviews are even better. That is the best way for the gospel of Nintendo Dads to be spread throughout the world. So go over and do that. You guys are amazing to do that. It'd be the best New Year's gift ever. Your New Year's resolution, as defined by me, is read a review and change the world. Finally, if you want to join the show, if you want to subscribe, you can do so on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and of course, VGTribune.com. For me, for Justin, for Jesse, and for Marty, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Nintendo Dads.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft. Made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.